Conversation now with Scott Hoversland. He is the executive director of the Wyoming Community Development Authority. They have a new housing study out, and Scott, we're going to talk to you about that. But first, tell us what the Wyoming Community Development Authority is.
The Wyoming Community Development Authority was established by the legislature in 1975. It's the state housing finance agency. Each state has one, and we're here to our main goal is to provide decent, safe, and affordable housing to the residents of Wyoming, whether it be through home ownership or rental properties.
Okay. You've just recently completed a study, and you sent it out, I'm assuming, across the state. The study we have here covers the Star Valley area, the communities of Alpine, Afton, for example. You also have some in the Southwest, and we're going to ask about that as well. But take, for example, if we looked at the Alpine study now, what can a person take from that? What can the community authorities in Alpine take from it, the government authorities there, town councils and so forth? What do we see in these studies? What kind of information do they provide?
Well, we've kind of did, you know, we've taken kind of a deep dive on a lot of the demographics within the state, you know, and separate for each of the 23 counties and then 99 of the, you know, municipalities and cities. And you know, when we look at some of the information in Alpine, it really shows that as far as our age distribution, our population in the Alpine area has changed in about a 10%, 11% decrease. But when we look at the age demographics, the 45 and older, especially in the 45 to 64-year-old, we've seen growth there and also in the growth in the 65 and over. So kind of follows the demographics of the state where it's an aging population. I think, you know, we're kind of aging in place, and as we get older, we want to stay around our communities that we're in.
Scott, let's maybe jump to the southern part of Lincoln County. If you've got the Kemmer statistics there, what might that tell us?
Kemmer, we see the biggest growth in population in that 65 and over. The other thing that I noticed in a lot of that, the housing stock that's in that Kemmer area, most of it was built, you know, I would say over 75% of it was built before 1990, and with only a portion of that, you know, after 1990, that those amounts of units built in those areas.
Okay. This is a lot of work for something like this. You talk about 99 municipalities, all 23 counties. How do you put all this together? Somebody has to do a lot of homework.
Yes, we actually worked with a company that specializes in demographics and working with housing. And it was RIT Policy Research out of Colorado. And it's really pulling information. We generally like to keep this. We had another group that we worked with, you know, prior to COVID. And unfortunately, during COVID, a lot of that research place was out of Oregon and they shut down. But now we're looking to kind of keep this information and demographics up and also tracking how we're doing. As a state housing finance agency, we want to make sure that we're following the demographics and meeting the needs of all areas of the state.
How often between these studies?
Previously, they were done, you know, we'd get different demographics twice a year up to, like, 2020, but now this is the first one that we've commissioned since then, and we want to make sure that we'll probably try to do it yearly, you know, just to kind of follow that path and see how we're meeting the needs.
Okay, we're with Scott. He's the executive director of the Wyoming Community Development Authority. Scott, what haven't we gone over in relation to these studies that you've released now across the state?
Well, I think, as we said, the study, the main housing needs assessment kind of focuses, it has a focus on the state as a whole, and then we break down that demographic information into regions and then further into counties and cities. And really, it's for the purpose of our next step in the whole process is to do a statewide housing strategic plan, because we're seeing, I think, you know, statewide, we're seeing the need for additional housing, and not just housing, but rental properties too. And we need to make sure that we're covering that gap, and we're need to make sure that there's, you know, starter homes available for our children as they graduate and get in those jobs that we want to keep them within state. We have to have houses here to keep them within the state. And so that strategic plan will look down the road 1 year, 3 year, 5 years, 10 years, and we'll start talking about how can we meet the needs as far as housing in our state over that time period. And so hopefully what that will bring forward is different types of solutions that we probably need within the state of Wyoming, you know, to do that. And it can be on the local level, whether it be, you know, zoning and some of those types of things on a local level, or if it's funding that we need, you know, statewide, and we can bring those types of things, you know, forward to the legislature in future years.
Valuable information. Thank you very much for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
Scott,
appreciate the time.
Scott Heverland, Executive Director, Wyoming Community Development Authority.